There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone, and I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along this hour. Text lines open for you at 343-0106, 343-0106. Lots to do this hour. But I want to start off with a conversation. This is one that it was probably 2 or 3 weeks ago when the first of my friends called me about this. This was an individual story and said, hey, man, this is what I was told by my insurance company. And then we heard it here on the air. People have talked about the same story, and that is a business that has a business interruption policy, have a claim over business interruption with their business insurance, and those claims with some companies, at least the two that I've heard of specifically, were denied. And this is something that might be just coming to light now, but going forward, as businesses may be claiming on their insurance for what's happening in this fight against coronavirus, this may be a bigger and bigger story. President even talked about this the other day. And I want y'all to say hello to Richard Taylor with Taylor Martino Attorneys at Law, who's joining us to talk more about this. Richard, thanks for your time. Richard, you there? Have we lost Richard? We lost Richard. Dalton, I'll tell you what we'll do.
Yeah.
Oh, there we are. There we go.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Richard Taylor with Taylor Martino. And kind of setting this up, we're talking about insurance companies that are denying business interruption claims. Can you let's back up for a second and talk about business insurance and, you know, a business interruption claim. I mean, that's something that people have filed for other things before, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. But never for COVID-19.
So, I mean, what would be like in the past? So somebody takes out an insurance policy, a business insurance policy. They have a business interruption claim for what? Could that be give me an example, something that would be
in the past, if a hurricane hits and destroys your business, or a flood or a fire, and it interrupts your business. So that's typically what it's been used for in the past. But, of course, we're not never have businesses filed a claim for COVID-19 because we've never had COVID-19. So we've encouraged our clients to look at their business policies and see if they have business interruption coverage. And we found that a majority of people or businesses do have that type of coverage. And there's also a coverage called civil authority coverage. And what that means is that if the civil authority, in this case, our President Donald Trump, our Governor Kay Ivey, and our Mayor Sandy Stinson have shut your business down. I have friends that are doctors and have restaurants and bars, and by order of the civil authority, the government, they said, you've got to close your doors. So some insurance policies provide coverage for what's called civil authority.
So that could actually override whether, and we could get into the question about coronavirus and the pandemic, but if somebody had the civil authority clause in there, it's why it was called is not important. It's just that there was a civil authority shut them down, right? It's not even, I mean, it's specifically in this issue is about coronavirus, but it's not germane to the claim.
Well, that's what our law firm would argue, is that you've got that provision there for civil authority, and then the insurance company will say, well, it was closed as a result of the COVID-19. And, you know, it's hard to make broad, sweeping statements about what an insurance policy will say, because each business we found has different policies. So we're encouraging our clients to send us or email us a copy of their policy, and we can review them. Some policies have exclusions for a virus, and which makes it more difficult. Some have exclusions for microbes. Well, he's coming a microbe. So, you know, there's in order for a business to know if they have a claim, then they've got to get the policy to the lawyers at Taylor Martino.
I want to ask you to stop you for a second, Richard, and the, you know, when I think about like virus or microbes, and you've read through a lot more of these than I have, so would it be specific to that business? For example, you know, if you had something present, the microbes were in your hot dog stand or your store, that's one thing. But in this case, your business could be completely clean. It's just the overall environment, right, that caused the civil authority to close it.
Yes. It's the COVID-19 threat that's causing the businesses to close. I mean, a business may have a hard time proving we had the virus in our business on our countertop, you know, unless they have some employees that tested positive. But
they could have gotten it elsewhere too, though, you know?
That's true. But there's some law out there from other jurisdictions that say, you know, if you're closed due to some invisible object or, you know, thing, then that is a property loss. And so, you know, it's just, you're going to need a lawyer to move these claims forward. I can tell you that if you call your insurance agent or your insurance company and file a claim, they will deny it. I've yet to hear of an insurance company accepting a claim. They've been told from the higher-ups in the company, we're going to deny all of these claims. And so it's going to just take some court action or governmental action. And what I mean by that is that if you pay close attention to our president's news conferences back on, I think it was April the 10th, he took aim at the insurance companies for not paying the business interruption claims. And Congress has been approaching the insurance industry about the business interruption claims. And, you know, I'm not going to say it's going to happen. I'm not going to say it's possible or it may happen. But I can foresee the federal government backing the insurance industry to pay these claims.
What do you mean by that? Like, the taxpayers giving the money to the insurance companies to give to the for the claims?
Yes. It's really no different from flood insurance. That's government-backed insurance.
Right.
And so the government has spent $2 trillion of the taxpayers' money to try to help businesses and families, and that's just a Band-Aid. I mean, some politician or somebody's got to come up with an idea to save American businesses. And I can't think of a better way than to say, well, what about businesses that were operating? They were paying the premiums. They had an ongoing business. They filed a business interruption. And I'm not saying this will happen, but I've been reading, it's quite possible that it's a means or a method for the federal government to bring our economy back. It's through the business interruption, because that's the businesses. That's the backbone of America. That's the millions of workers out there. And if a business interruption claim can be backed by the federal government, then that could be a way to get our economy back and running. And so, you know, that's why you contact a lawyer, you know, first in, first out. If you get your claim in there and even it's denied, you're front and center. And if it does happen, then, you know, your claim will get paid first. On the other hand, if the government doesn't back it, then you're just going to have to challenge the insurance companies and try to win in court. But, I'd encourage every small business to file a claim. When they call their insurance agent and say, oh, there's no coverage, we're not going to pay that claim, file it anyway.
Okay.
Put it on the on the insurance company to put in writing why they're not paying your claim.
Okay, so there's an important takeaway. Just joining us, talking to Richard Taylor from Taylor Martino Attorneys at Law. So you are recommending that somebody, even if they've had that conversation on the phone and the agent says, man, we're not going to cover that, go ahead and file it anyway. Be denied on paper.
Absolutely. I bet there's been, I don't know, I'm guessing 500,000 claims filed and 500,000 have been denied. So they're going to deny every one. But I can tell you the insurance industry is nervous about these claims, that they know that if they start losing in court, well, then they're going to have to start paying the claims. And whether they like it or not, lawsuits are being filed all over the country and going to come to a head. Courts are going to have to decide, or the legislature is going to decide.
Well, okay, and I want to get back to the legislative side of it, but I mean, I think it was like Lloyd's of London the other day said they couldn't do this; they would go bankrupt if this happened.
Well, that may be true if America tries to put all of this debt and loss on the insurance companies alone. Not only will the insurance companies go out of business, but the businesses also. So that's why I think that in the end, the federal government's got to come in and stand the insurance companies up. I mean, if the businesses go out of business, then the insurance companies aren't going to have any premiums to collect.
Right. Okay. And on the legislative side, once again, would it be just the idea of what you're hearing right now would be some move to direct funds to the insurance companies to pay those claims, but would it be a push to change the law going forward? It can't be retroactive. So would it be that you can't deny this kind of coverage, or would it be a one-time, let's fix it by putting the cash infusion into the insurance companies?
Well, you're asking me the details of what may happen in the future, and I don't know. But
your best guess.
If the insurance company says we're going to accept COVID-19 as a reason for business interruption or a period of whatever, and to give the government and the insurance companies a time period or an opportunity to get money to businesses.
I'm seeing text here from on the text line, Richard, people saying that they have had what you were saying. They've had the telephone conversations with their agents saying that they won't cover it. But once again, you're saying you still have to get that on paper.
Yes, because if you read an insurance policy, I mean, you know, they're 75 pages long and, you know, one page giveth, the next page taketh away, you know, so put the burden on them. You tell me why you're denying my claim. You quote to me in my policy why you're denying my claim. Then you take that to Taylor Martino, and they'll look at it and we'll say, oh, now we see their reason, because they can come up with 10 or 15 reasons. So, but you got to make them put the burden on them to tell you exactly what clause they're relying on. Buyer's exclusion, microbe, it's not, we don't consider it damage to your property, or you got to prove, you know, a microscope on your countertop with a virus on it. You know, what's the reason you're not paying the claims? Like President Trump said, these businesses have been paying these insurance premiums for years and years and years, and then they file a claim and the insurance company says, no, we're not paying. So you just got to put the pressure on them to tell you why they're not paying and hire Taylor Martino to challenge them in court.
All right. So
I can guarantee you one thing. If you do nothing, you'll get nothing.
Yeah, that's true. And I think so the first step, though, is for people to make that claim, get the denial on paper, no matter what that denial is. It could be, like you said, from everything from a virus exclusion or some other reason that they're going to, I guess when they deny you, they're going to give you a certain, right? They're going to say because of page 4, line 5, subsection
yes.
A.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. You want an adjuster assigned, and you want the adjuster to put it in writing. Now, when I say file a claim, I don't mean call your insurance agent, your buddy who, you know, you go hunting and fishing with, and he says, oh, there's no coverage. That's not going to do it. You've got to push past the agent for them to contact an employee of the insurance company, an adjuster, to put it in writing. And don't take verbal responses.
Should you do your part in writing as well? Richard, should you make a mail a letter?
Absolutely. Email or letter. Email or letter. You say, I demanded, I now filed a claim. I demanded a reason and I want one. And you just keep pressing them until they tell you why. And then once you get that letter, then you can take it to Taylor Martino downtown office. We're still operating somewhat. We've got a few people in the office, but contact us remotely, and then we'll read the letter and give you advice on what your options are.
All right, let's do this as we wrap up here. Phone number and website where they go to get, if somebody's riding down the road right now, they want to get that information, where do they go once they get on the computer?
It's real easy. Taylor Martino, that's T-A-Y-L-O-R, Martino, M-A-R-T-I-N-O.com. And our number in Mobile is 251-433-3131.
Richard Taylor, Taylor Martino, Attorneys at Law, thanks for your time.
Stay safe, Sean.
All right, you too. Coming right back. I got a lot of text here to talk about at 343-0106. We'll grab your calls as well.